Today on Press TV, people in Turkey have held nationwide anti-government protests a week after deadly bombings in the border town of Reyhanlı. The rallies in Ankara and Reyhanlı turned violent after police intervention. The protesters blame the government for intervening in Syria and using the bombing incident to promote its foreign policy. U.S. assassination drones have killed at least five people in Yemen. The fresh strikes took place in the southern Abyan province. Local officials have confirmed the deaths, but they say it's not clear if they were Al-Qaeda militants. U.S. drone attacks on Yemeni soil almost tripled last year. Clashes in Ukraine between supporters and opponents of President Viktor Yanukovych have left several people injured. The unrest broke out as both sides held large rallies in the capital Kiev. Opposition protesters demand the president's resignation as well as release of jailed former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Italian union workers have staged a rally in the capital Rome to denounce the country's harsh austerity measures. Protesters blame the government for their economic hardship. Plagued by a deep recession and a mounting debt in recent years, Italy has been implementing unpopular austerity cuts. A powerful explosion has reportedly rocked the Syrian capital, Damascus. Syrian media say a car bomb exploded in the northern neighborhood of Ruknuddin late on Saturday. Initial reports say at least eight people have been killed and 10 others injured in the incident. Thousands of Israelis have taken to streets again in major cities in protest against Tel Aviv's austerity measures. The protest organizers say they plan to hold weekly demonstrations. Last week, thousands held similar rallies against the increased taxes and spending cuts in the new budget. Egypt keeps the main crossing to the besieged Gaza Strip closed. The Rafah crossing was shut on Friday after seven Egyptian soldiers were kidnapped. Over 800 Palestinians have been reportedly stranded on the Egyptian side of the border. Egyptian police refused to open the terminal. And South Korea's defense ministry says the North has launched three short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan. The move was part of a military drill. Tensions have been on the rise on the Korean Peninsula following Washington and Seoul's recent joint military drills. Pyongyang has called the drills provocative. Those latest here on Press TV.